You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show, The Bench with John Granato and Lance Zierlein on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
Not good. All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Yeah, I don't know if you heard, but the Ryder Cup team is set.
Okay. Yeah, I had heard that, yeah.
Captain Steve Stricker made the announcement yesterday.
Captain Steve Stricker here, and we're 36,000 feet above the... Above the ground.
No, he's the captain of the team. He's not
the new
pilot.
Captain America, right?
Yeah.
Because Rogers is now no longer the Captain America, so he's the new one. He's going to get the shield.
He's not Captain America. He is the captain of the Ryder Cup team. So,
and we got we're going to be seeing if Tiger Woods wants to come out here and play with us.
No, Tiger can't walk. So,
well, it's going to be tough, but when he wears that red shirt and starts pumping a fist, we got a chance to win, guys. So strap in. We got the flight attendants going to be coming by. Keep your mask on when you're drinking, and Tiger's going to come out here and cheer us on.
He is going to cheer us on.
DeChambeau will be out here soon.
DeChambeau will be out.
Why does every single cap, everyone talks the same? Everyone on the...
This is not Ryder Cup talk right now.
I know.
Now you're going about pilots.
I'm trying to divert it.
So he picked Daniel Berger, Harris English, Tony Finau, Xander Schauffele, Scottie Scheffler, and Jordan Spieth. A little controversial in that four of them are going to be rookies, Ryder Cup rookies. Schauffele, English, Berger, and Scheffler. Neither English nor Scheffler has played in either the President's Cup or the Ryder Cup. So there is, you know what? The Euros have won 7 of the last 9. Now, when you watch the Ryder Cup, do you have a sense of a national pride sense when you watch America taking on the Euros?
Yeah, it's nice when we win.
Yeah, no.
That's not always that doesn't always happen.
Yeah.
More successful lately, the U.S. men's national team or men's U.S. Ryder Cup team?
Oh, a Ryder Cup, because we actually won twice in the last 18 years.
Is that all it is?
Yeah.
How do we catch so many ass kickings?
I don't know.
I don't understand that.
It used to be.
It's a good
actually,
even...
it was forever. You know, the Euros had won once out of like 25, 30 years. And now it's like we can't beat him.
Do you know that the last year? How about this little? I was digging around on this when I had to do the NFL article about Rookie of the Year and all this stuff. Last year with Justin Herbert was the first time there had been 13 consecutive NFC Rookies of the Year.
Oh, really?
13 consecutive offensive Rookies of the Year were in the NFC. Basically, if you're looking for somebody to be a defensive rookie of the year, you typically look at Ohio State because Chase Young, Nick Bosa, they had like, I think, 3 in a row or 3 of the last 4 defensive.
Ward wasn't.
No, Marshawn Lattimore maybe?
Could have been.
Could have been Lattimore maybe?
Yeah.
Was there a linebacker I'm not thinking of? So, yeah, it's but that reminded me of 2 in 18 years. And it's not like the talent that there's huge.
No.
It's not a huge disparity in talent.
No, actually, the U.S. is usually favored every year. Every year, the U.S. is usually favored. And they've come up 7 of the last 9, short. So it's at Whistling Straits, where I was just this past weekend. And it's just a beautiful place. Beautiful place. So it is going. It's on, baby. It is on. I'm so excited. Are you guys pumped?
What about Shady Grove?
September 24th.
Is anything going to be at Shady Grove?
No,
any majors?
No. There's a Shady Oaks in Fort Worth. That's
what
really
about
beautiful.
Shady Grove?
There's no Shady Grove. No one knows that.
Yeah. What about Shady Acres?
No, there's no Shady Acres. Shady Acres is actually a place, though. What is that?
It's probably an assisted living or old folks home.
I don't know if they call
Tell
it.
Me it's not. Just go ahead and type in.
Shady
I'm just guessing.
Acres.
Just type in Shady Acres.
Shady Acres Saloon. That's how I know it.
Okay, type it.
There's a Shady Acres neighborhood in Houston.
Okay, watch this.
Shady Acres. It's nestled south Acres. Of 610.
When are they going to host the Ryder Cup?
Okay.
When is Shady Acres going to host the Ryder Cup?
Never. They don't have a golf course, so that'll be
nursing home, Shady Acres Health and Rehabilitation. I knew it. If you go to ShadyAcresCares.com, Shady Acres sounds like a nursing home. And
Shady
it is
Acres
one.
Sounds like somewhere Slippin' Jimmy goes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And Better Call Saul playing bingo at Shady Acres. Yeah. Sandpiper.
Sandpiper.
Man, I'm so into. I can't stop watching. Like I'm
it's
on
so
season
good.
Five. I had to buy season five on for $24 off of Amazon Prime because
yeah.
I can't find it anywhere. It's not on.
Yeah.
You can't. You have to rent it. So I rented the whole season. I'm middle
Where
watching season five, like episode four of season
yeah.
five. But I mean, I started it 2 weeks ago, 2.5 weeks ago. So I've ripped through four different seasons. I'm going through things so fast because once my draft stuff hits, you know, that'll be a wrap. But I finished Mr. In Between, which is a good show on Hulu with the Australian hitman. Got a little bit of a comedic element to it as well. That was a really good show. But I'd forgotten that Odenkirk had a Bob Odenkirk. Bob Odenkirk, by the way, I met him when he was here. He was hosting a movie at one of the Alamo Draft House. It was over there by whatever it was, West Oaks Mall, I guess. And so back in the early 2000s, I was a big fan of the Bob and Dave show, which David Cross and Bob Odenkirk had a show on HBO way back in the day, and it was a sketch show, and it was really funny. And so I've always liked Bob Odenkirk. And so I got to meet him back in, I want to say it was 2005, where he was hosting a movie event at Alamo Drafthouse. Coolest guy. Man, he was great. Really, really good dude. And not only is he a good comedian and sketch artist, but he's a good actor.
Yeah.
Like he's a really good actor in that role. Really good actor in Better Call Saul and of course, you know, Breaking Bad when he was on that. But
he was in the movie where he got beat up all the time. You see that?
No, that's when it's out now, right?
Nobody, right? What's it called?
Nobody?
Nobody.
Yeah, that's him, right?
Yeah, but he's a badass in that too, by the way. He's a badass. Anyway, so
Slippin' Jimmy.
But
Slippin' Johnny.
But this is a Ryder Cup segment. And we're talking Better Call Saul. We're talking about American give us a call if you want to talk golf and Ryder Cup.
I think I've done my job.
713-780-3776. Let's dedicate on this show to the most important sporting event over the last 2 years now. The most important sporting event is coming to America again, Whistling Straits. Come on. 713-78. And it can't be about Bob Odenkirk. It's got to be about, you know, what about Scottie Scheffler playing in this thing?
That's got to be about Scottie Scheffler.
Yeah. And Xander Schauffele making their debuts in the Ryder Cup. This is important stuff. Greg wants to talk about it. Let's get him in here real quick on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. It can't get any bigger than this. Let's get Greg. What's going on, Greg? Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
How about this? Are you excited about this Ryder Cup? And what did you think of about his picks?
I always get excited about the Ryder Cup. The thing that makes me not excited is how none of your co-hosts or your co-workers care about golf.
I know.
It's the best game ever.
I know, right? I mean, it's ridiculous.
I care.
The lack of information, the lack of care.
Have you ever played Agnes Moffitt?
What?
Greg, have you ever played Agnes Moffitt?
Oh, is that your... That's Frisbee golf, Greg. That's Frisbee golf.
Have you ever played Nottingham Park?
Frisbee golf.
No, it's called disc golf. Or you can also call it froth, I guess. Have you ever played Nottingham Park, Greg?
Real golf is for people that have Crown Royal in their golf bags.
Yeah, thank you.
And which one? That they have to go pee, and then they take shots, and that makes their game better.
Real golf? That's true.
Yeah, real golf. Real golf.
Frisbee golf's more like people who like to have their vape pens, and they got the little THC vape pens that they were able to bring in from Colorado or L.A., and that has some Frisbee golf element to it also. And sometimes you bring you drag a cooler with you while you play froth. Mm. Sometimes you may have your dog with you. I've never seen anyone at a golf course be able to bring their dog.
No, thank you. Thank God we can't. No.
Oh, John, did you ever play Glenbrook?
Glenbrook? No.
Okay, it's just south of the 610 loop. It's kind of like a bad neighborhood. There'd be like women with baby strollers just going down the cart paths, and dudes playing golf with no shirt on, and like country club hats. It's completely ridiculous. It's no longer open now. Yeah, it's like some botanical garden.
Hmm.
That's not exactly what I was.
I don't want to get a membership there.
No. There's our Ryder. Never mind. there's our Ryder Cup talk. Goodbye.
Have you ever played at Glen Hollow? No. I just want to keep making up fake golf courses. Have you played at Shadow Park?
There's no Shadow Park. Glen
what
Hollow.
What about Shady Grove or Whispering Lakes?
There's no Whispering Lakes. There's Whispering Pines, which is beautiful.
What
Holy
about
crap.
Whistling, Whispering, Shady? There's you can come up with like eight, and you can mix and match like Whistling Pines.
You got to put a pines.
What about
in
Girthy
there?
Oaks?
Whistling Oaks?
Jersey Oaks?
Girthy Oaks.
Girthy?
They're wide. Girthy Oaks?
No.
Girthy
Oak trees. That's ever going to be
no.
it.
No. Yeah. Let's just take a break.
But you know what? Cool. If you do like Europe to win the Ryder Cup, you know where you can get them at plus 185 right now?
Wow.
See? That's how big a favorite we are. That's how big a favorite. Plus 185 on the Euros.
USA.
Guess what?
USA.
Go that way. So the football season is here, and Ryder Cup is here. Baseball is finishing up. You're going to have the playoffs. The NBA is around the corner. Everything you could possibly want to bet on is here now. MyBookie.ag, promo code BET975. And it doesn't matter if you're on there right now, if you put in. Listen, I've got money in my account. I am going to add money to my account. And they are going to double that money up to $1,000. And I'm on it right now. So if you want to deposit more, they will double that money right now because you're at mybookie.ag, promo code BET975. If you're a new user, if you're an old user, if you're a current user, everybody gets their money doubled on their deposit right now at mybookie.ag, promo code BET975. Best play to win, best way to win, play, get paid, mybookie.ag, promo code BET975.
This is Jose Altuve, and you're listening to Jung and Lance on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by Golf Course Chevrolet, Witt, and GNC.
Welcome back to The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, it's 9:18 on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Stevie D from culturemap.com joining us here to see what's going on in the world, our world here in Houston. What's going on, Stevie?
Thanks, guys. Eric Sandler, the best food writer in the city, is normally our leadoff hitter, but it's just me today. But he's got his places that you've got to eat this weekend. So, Common Bond, easily the hottest bakery in the city. Just opened up its third location in Spring Branch. You know Spring Branch is blowing up. It's called On the Go. Look for croissants, cookies, macaroons.
The one right there off I-10?
Yeah.
It's open now?
Yeah, it's open, man. It's blowing up.
Around Bingle, where is it? I-10 and
yeah,
what?
Yeah, around there.
In that area. That area. I was excited to see it near me. Even after selling to Carrabba's. Who owns it now?
I'm not sure. I thought George Joseph still owns it.
Okay, I'm not sure. I may be off on that one. But my favorite cookie in the whole that is my favorite bakery in the whole, other than Fluff Bake Bar.
I've got friends who come into town and they get off the plane and they go to
Common Bond. Still good.
Yeah, no,
still really good.
So they got really good breakfast sandwiches, really good grab and grow stuff for go for lunch. And Eric's favorite there, you know, I love an Eric Sandler pick. Mm-hmm. Braised beef po' boy made with beef bourguignon. Bourguignon? How do you pronounce that?
I don't know. Mm-hmm. We're going to have to go to Eric.
No one knows how to pronounce it.
It's very fancy. We all love brunch. Yeah, we've got to love brunch. Yeah. Eric went to Killen's. Now, obviously, we know Ronnie Killen for steaks and barbecue, right? But Eric went there for brunch specifically. I saw this on his IG story. I hit him up, and I was like, hey, how is it? He loves it. They have a fryer, and Eric's favorite item there is the chicken fried chicken. He says it's crispy, juicy, covered in classic cream gravy. Mm. Sounds really good, dude.
Mm-hmm.
And then also, before we get to the things going on this weekend, Eric's a big fan of Palace Social. It's out there in Bel Air. It's the former bowling alley. Now it's a huge bowling alley, arcade, simulators.
Right by where you used to live.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, really, really fun date night, really good for the family. Mm-hmm. You can't beat it. You know, the huge arcade. So they've got really good pizza, really good comfort food, really good taquitos, and he sent me this note, really good frozen cherry limeade that's dangerously delicious.
Mm.
That was my nickname in high school, by the way. So, say again?
The food stuff good over at the
food was great. You know, we went there for their big opening, and we couldn't believe, you know, normally you expect like an arcade and a bowling alley not to be super great food. Food was really, really, really good. So, okay, so getting on to the weekend, I just got off the phone with the Astros, the hottest society ticket in town this fall for sports related is the Astros Diamond Gala tonight. This is a chance to see the Astros just kind of hanging out. It's their off days, you know. Mm-hmm. What I really love about it is Jim Crane, the players are just kind of hanging out, mingling with the crowd. Lyle Lovett playing tonight. Now, listeners can still get tickets. That's what I was on the phone with them. So you can still go to, you know, MLB.com, you know, /Astros Gala, and you can get tickets to the Lyle Lovett concert. So that's going to be a really, really hot ticket tonight. Another hot ticket tomorrow, Pitbull at Cynthia Woods. That's a crazy party. So, you know, people who love Pitbull, he's, you know, is a total party guy. That's going to be
fun. Aaron is a Pitbull guy.
Oh, Aaron's a Pitbull
guy?
Aaron is
a Pitbull guy.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of looks like Pitbull.
Yeah.
Shave, you know, yeah, sunglasses, got the aviators. Okay. Another hot ticket. Guys, if you're looking for a good date on Monday, take your lady to Harry Styles at Toyota Center. I mean, he's that crooner. He's that British crooner. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, you will thank me later. Weekend. You know, it's actually not going to be 3,000 degrees.
Suspect outfits on Harry Styles.
Really very big pants.
Mm-hmm. Cross. Yeah.
Androgynous. Not my look.
Vibe.
I've
never seen you in those pants.
And you won't. This weekend's not going to be 3,000 degrees, so Outdoor Music Movie Fest. It's called OMG Fest. It means literally outdoor movie. It's at the Gordy. It's at the Stages Theater new facility. It's really cool. They're going to have cornhole. They're going to have food, beer. It's going to be a really fun outdoor movie experience for everybody there. I'm not a dad that I know of, but there is a dad joke tournament happening.
Well, do you know what the movie is at OMG Fest?
We've got all that on Culture Map. Oh, they've got like 10 things I hate about you. They've got like, it's basically a 90s tribute fest.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Cool. So it's really cool. Eureka Brewery's doing a dad joke tournament. I kind of want to enter.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
To do it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I know. I kind of want to, you know, one of my six.
You the map.
Give us your best dad joke.
Well, one of my lines when I'm dating is when I'm dating, you know, I wear fitted clothing, as you guys know. Mm-hmm. My six pack has become a keg.
Yeah, that's
I'll be here all week. Tip your waitresses. I'll show myself out. Also, speaking of breweries, Ingenious Brewery doing Oktoberfest in September. That's really smart, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's really good. And listen, very serious note. Check into Culture Map tomorrow. We all know that the 20th anniversary of September 11th is happening this weekend, and we are doing a roundup of ways to honor that anniversary here in the city. You know, however you want to do it, privately, publicly, it's a great time to pay tribute to our great nation and the people that we lost, and you know, to remember. So that's what's going on. Hey, go to that Astros Diamond Gala tonight. You should see what my date is wearing. She's wearing a silver dress with silver cowboy boot, purse, and like fluffy cowboy boots.
She's buying into it.
Yeah.
She's all in.
Yeah.
You'll have something. You'll have something sport.
So I went to Nordstrom and got a tuxedo with sparkles on the Shaw collar.
You did?
Yeah.
You could have got something like that from Calvin Murphy's place.
Oh, why'd you call him?
West Oak somewhere. You could have, I'm telling you. You could have got merch. You could have really, flex with everybody. Out in Shady Acres, one of the old
Shady
places.
Acres, that's where you. Yeah. That's where you get.
I could rock that, right?
Yes, yeah. Absolutely.
I look like an undersized one, no, right?
You could 100% pull off a Calvin Murphy.
Yeah, yeah. I look like an old guy.
Not everyone can, but you gotta have a little. You have to have a little pizzazz to pull it off. Calvin can pull it off. I think you could.
Hey, I was driving in. Did they confirm that trade with the Saints?
No, but we got some great news here. Aaron, you've got some fantastic news from Field Yates. The boys, and let me tell you something. We have had guys like Jeff Leno, James Click, Daryl Morey, just very sharp, analytically driven people who, you know, they pay attention to the bottom line. They say, okay, this is a value. We're going to stick with our value propositions. We're going to do smart things to create more salary cap space, and just we're used to that. So what did Nick Caserio do? Now, remember, this is the same guy who converted $7 million into a guarantee for Shaq Lawson and then traded him for a sixth, seventh, something
I'm
like
not
that.
A draft expert.
So basically gave him $7 million free, paid that off. What did they do? Did they do something smart with Bradley Roby?
So admitted non-draft expert Nick, also not salary cap or negotiating expert, I would say. Per Field Yates, quote, in order to facilitate a trade to the Saints, the Texans converted $7.6 million of Bradley Roby's base salary into a signing bonus. When Roby officially gets traded in New Orleans, his base salary for 2021 is now $1.8 million to fit the Saints cap problem.
Okay, so I just want to get this straight. So Nick Caserio helped the Saints get Bradley Roby by giving him all the money, basically just paying
him
the money.
I'm not a draft expert.
Yeah.
Oh, man, that was
no,
nice.
You're not. You're really not.
I really want him to sell me his house when he leaves town because I'll go, you know what? I'm not going over $250,000. And you're going to put a new roof in and a new AC unit and new windows. And actually, you know what? You'll pay me an extra $25,000 to make sure that I can get him inspected.
He didn't just help the Saints. He helped the Saints beat Tom Brady because now they got Marshawn Lattimore and Roby taking on Tom Brady in that division.
Maybe you hear about that whole Jameis
Winston
thing. Jameis
Winston. Well, he didn't get Deshaun Watson, did he? No. Okay.
No. No. I like that the Saints
pay all Deshaun.
I think it's pretty nice. Yeah. Maybe if they could pay all of Deshaun's salary too on the way out and trade him for a couple of fifths.
That'd be great.
Man, I thought we were going to be better with Nick Caserio. I thought we were better off. Yeah. At least with the salary cap thing, I'm like, why are you paying people? Now, if he gets a third for Roby, okay, I'll say, all right, so you pay all this. But if you're going to do that for another team, they got to do something in return for you. So I'm expecting really good in return.
Is there anything that'll be under the table that's going on there? Or
no.
I mean,
no, I just think that the Texans just primarily – this is the
–
listen, Bill started it.
Why are you paying his contract?
Listen, Bill started it, Bill O'Brien, with – listen, I'm going to pay off almost all of Jadeveon Clowney for you, Seattle, so we can make this happen. Then Arizona said, hey, we want to trade. Thanks for DeAndre Hopkins, but how about you take this yucky contract from David Johnson? Instead of saying, no, you pay all that off and we'll take David Johnson, they said, yes, we would like to pay your David Johnson too. There is a better chance of the Texans wiping out the other team's salary cap issues by paying the Texans players they're going to trade than Joe Biden taking care of your college loans. I'm just telling you right now, you got a much better chance of a Texans GM wiping out your salary cap issues by paying for them in advance than Joe Biden helping you out with your college loans. That's just a fact because it's happening. I've seen it happen with Shaq Lawson, Jadeveon Clowney, Bradley Roby, David Johnson. You got a problem. You got some financial issues. Let us take care of this for you. Do they get to write this off? If you pay off Bradley Roby like they did, do you get a does Hodor get to write this off in the what's his name? McNair.
Hodor.
Does Cal get to write this off in taxes?
Yeah.
Does he get to say, maybe it's a business loss. Maybe it's just a business loss.
It's a business loss.
It's just a tax thing.
Breaking news. The Houston Texans have agreed to pay 70% of TJ Watt's new salary for the Steelers. Just out of the kindness
of
their hearts.
That's fair. He's a Watt.
You know what?
He's a Watt. Yeah, they had J.J. originally.
You know, it's almost the same thing because they paid almost all the Jadeveon Clowneys. He was the second best almost player on the defense.
Almost all.
And Bradley Roby's the second best player on the defense. You know what? Let's just give him away, too, and pay him. And pay what's the really salary
gonna,
for the other
what's
team.
Really going to piss me off is when I hear this.
Oh, my God.
This trade, and it's like a five that can turn into a four or something like that. I'm going to.
For $7 million.
For now, $7 million. You've got to get, it has to be a, you three. Must get a three.
You must get
it
a three.
It must be a three.
All right, 929, we're done. Stevie D, culturemap.com. Culturemap.com. We appreciate you being here every week right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. In the meantime, I'm talking about HRNP. Speaking of paying people, our payroll is perfect every time. Because HRNP is who does it. I mentioned it a little while ago. They sponsor Dana Holgorsen. Mike Holly is a lifelong Houstonian. He's a Houstonian. He went to the University of Houston. He blocked for Andre Ware to win the Heisman Trophy. He is a guy that kept his roots here and said, you know what, I'm going to start up a great business, and that great business is going to be helping people get through all of their payroll needs and their HR needs as well. And they don't do the others. They don't do the benefits, but they will give you the suggestions. I have a list of, here, you want this insurance. You want this 401k. You want this benefits package. Whatever it is, they do that. But they give you the option to take the best one that's for you, as opposed to these other payroll companies that have their own benefits and 401k and everything else. And that's where they stick you, not at HRNP. They're in the payroll and the HR business, and that's it. So you want that. You want it the best, customized for your business. HRP.net, 281-880-6525, or HRP.net.
ESPN, 97.5. Please stand by. Patrolling the Houston sports radio scene for 20 years. Well, minus a few years where Lance took a little detour. This is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Zierlein on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, 9:34 on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Our Astros with the day off. They've got their big gala tonight. I know that there's going to be a baby shower today because my friend is embarrassing himself and not playing golf. Instead, he's going to a baby shower. Is that not the most embarrassing thing you've ever heard?
It's not optimal. No. I mean, that's not what you want.
Yeah.
But it happens, and especially when the baby shower is for a big-shot baseball player.
Yeah. I mean, well, it's embarrassing. The whole thing is embarrassing if you want to know the truth, but that's neither here nor
hey,
there.
Hey, by the way, congratulations to the men's national team. They beat Honduras 4-1.
Oh, yeah.
They needed a W. We're trying to get into the World Cup. So I was watching early on, and because they had a bunch of, you know, they had changes to the lineup. They went a little younger and faster. And it was like a bunch of, like, everything was down the field. Everything was, it felt like more dump and chase type, just like you see in soccer and hockey, where you just want to get it down the field, long deliveries, and just go chase down and try to basically create situations where you've got some numbers in your favor. You're basically isolating those defenders against faster offensive players. So it whatever it was, it worked. For the first time in seven matches, the U.S. scored more than a single goal. They had four, and so they picked up 3 points in their road to qualifying for the World Cup. So, what, 11 more to go? But that was it was good for them to finally get a win. Your Houston Astros not going to win. They lost yesterday to the Seattle Mariners, and it was a game where Urquidy wasn't great. He wasn't bad. He wasn't good.
Well, he
had a ton of pitches he had to work through.
Bullets off of him. Holy crap. They were knocking him around the park. Those four straight hitters. That was bad. He wasn't at his best. He's got to build his strength back up. So no, he was not good. He was not good.
No, you did have home runs by Altuve. You had a home run by Bregman, mm-hmm. but you had Dusty Baker talked about issues with the back end of the bullpen or the bullpen.
It's harder when you go to that bullpen every day on consecutive days like that. And you know, we brought in Maton because he's been historically good on on lefties, and that the kid Kalenic hadn't hit a breaking ball the whole series, and just hung a breaking ball. So that's why we brought him in there, because he was historically better against lefties than Yimi. And so, he's left one up, out over the plate. The same thing, with press. Like I said, the guys weren't sharp today that were ordinarily sharp. And then, Taylor, left one up on a breaking ball up on Crawford.
Yeah. The back end of the bullpen sucked.
Yimi ball is
the
just
game
not
started
very good
crappy
right now.
And it finished even crappier, and they ended up losing. Listen, they took 2 out of 3, and you'll take 2 out of 3 all the time. But man, it sure would be nice when you're. How many times have they gone for a sweep and they just can't finish them off?
Mm-hmm.
It's getting like, wow, this happens almost every series now. Where, all right, get a sweep now and get your ass kicked in that last game. JG, have you played Soiled Oaks or Shady Bia or Thornbirds or Piney Whiny?
I wrote some others down. Willowing Oaks.
Gawk Gawk Glizzy Strokes Golf Course.
What about Whispering Hills?
Whispering Hills, nope, haven't played that. None of those.
Oaks, Hills, Grove. Houston Hills, is that a real one? Somebody asked if you played there. They said it was. Is that a real one?
It was at the Beltway. Yeah, I did. I had played.
It made it sound like it was a real one.
It was. I think it was just. It was 9 holes. It was really a shady place.
Was
it
a ranch? Was it a Rancho de Cabrito?
It was. It really was. It really was Rancho de Cabrito. Yeah,
Rancho Cabrito.
Yeah. It really.
No, it's not Cabrito. It's Cabrito.
Yeah.
With a C. Hey, the Houston Texans. So. NFL starts today. We had our predictions earlier, and the Texans we know are going to start Sunday. We'll talk a little bit more about it tomorrow, but something interesting happened from a depth chart standpoint, and something very intentional. And Charles Omenihu is third on the depth chart, despite the fact that he's had a productive camp. Something's going on there. David Culley talked about Charles Omenihu being third on the depth chart.
That depth chart, I guess, basically is a depth chart that came out of our media thing. That depth chart basically is not, I guess, what I would call an update. I know this. Charles Omenihu will be playing in this ball game. Will be playing a bunch. I don't think that's a big deal.
Okay, so there
it's not my job to do that.
Well,
so it's not a big deal.
So he's not starting. But in defensive line play,
run them off.
They're all going to play.
They're all going to play except for here, cut number 28.
Deshaun Watson.
Nothing's changed. Nothing's changed on that front. That's the answer to that. Is Deshaun Watson expected to play? Nothing's changed. Deshaun will not play. Oh, my God. It just hits harder when you find out for sure that Deshaun's not going to play. Man, this is just – I'm sorry. You people have to stop this fake Deshaun Watson stuff. They're not real storylines. We all knew Deshaun's not going to play. None of this. Quit acting like it was a big deal when Deshaun was named not the starter.
Do you really think that this is fake?
Deshaun's not playing.
With all the death threats against the alleged victims, this is real. People are stupid. This is real.
Well, no, media members are not that stupid.
Oh, okay.
They're faking.
Yeah.
Any media members pretending like they didn't think Deshaun Watson, they thought Deshaun was somehow going to play? Are y'all kidding? Are you either really don't have any sports sense about you and maybe shouldn't be doing a show, or you're doing it on purpose, which is more likely that it's just a topic for you to, hey, let's talk about it, guys. Deshaun Watson not going to be playing. It looks like he's inactive this week, guys. And I don't know. I know he hasn't played like all preseason or in any practices or anything. He cussed at the camera one time, but I don't know. I'm just kind of surprised Deshaun Watson not playing this. He's not even active. Yeah, I know. This is He's pretty much told you that since March, like since January, this was going to happen. Did you think this was a joke? Did you think any of this was? Did you honestly think Deshaun had a chance to be the starting quarterback? If so, you shouldn't do this job. Number two, did you think he had a chance to be active on the roster this week? Same thing. You're either lying or you shouldn't have this job. Come on, guys. Quit making up fake Deshaun Watson stories. I've never seen – if there's any movement at all, any little tiny storyline where look, Charles Robinson, I think the information he had was completely accurate. The Texans said we're willing to move him, but he's not getting moved until some things clear up. I've never seen a player who's been traded twice in 5 weeks. I said it on Twitter yesterday. Like, in the last 5 weeks, Deshaun's been traded twice. People have acted like, well, looks like it's imminent. Deshaun's getting ready to get traded.
Yeah.
Where's the trades?
No.
And the whole time, we're sitting here thinking, man, this is weird because all these lawsuits are still there. How could anyone want to trade for Deshaun and give you proper value? Oh, no one wants to for the value? You mean the Texans don't want to trade him for a song and a bag of chips? Oh, shocking.
Yeah. All right. So,
well, here's one guy who won't be playing.
What's the status of your kicker?
He will not kick this week.
Who will kick?
We're not sure yet. We'll find out this week.
So that injury turned out to be worse than full muscle?
It looks like it. He's not ready this week.
John's favorite kicker, Kymie Fairbairn, one of the most expensive kickers in the league, is and that's another thing. The other thing that I liked about Bill O'Brien, besides just paying off all your debt for your players, is that he would take care of special teams. And so when Kymie Fairbairn came off that season missing a bunch of kicks, he said, you know what would give him more confidence? A long-term expensive deal.
Right.
So he doesn't have to worry about his job.
That's right. And now and so he'll hit at 50% clip on extra points. So
same thing with awesome. Below average offensive lineman. Right, Nick Martin?
Oh, yeah. No question.
Yeah.
Whitney Merciless, if you don't have to worry about your money and your job, you're free to just cut it loose and play better, obviously.
All right, News of the Wire coming your way next right here. And don't forget, we are going to be at Nick's Place from noon until 7 today. So stop on by, get some drinks, watch the boys do their show. Joel is going to be there as well. The Killer Bees are going to be there. And then the Wheelhouse is going to be there as well. So get on over to Nick's Place, 2713 Rocky Ridge, to check out the boys. We'll stop by there, have a couple of beers with you. All right, now, though, I'm talking about Jeff Aronoff over at Absolute Marble and Granite, and marble and granite and stone and brick. And I don't know if you saw on Twitter, but the giant granite trophy that we had in our first ever fantasy league here at 1560, when we were 1560, that was made by Jeff Aronoff, and it just looked beautiful. When you add granite, when you add marble, when you add, you know, these countertops that are just so unbelievably nice and beautiful, it just adds to the value. It just adds to the look. Everything about it makes it look richer, makes it look better. And Jeff Aronoff does this every single day, makes your home or your business look like, you know, you've got to improve your home. You can't just sit for 20 years on a house or a business and not improve it. If you don't remodel, if you don't add to it, if you don't do anything, you're losing value. Let Jeff Aronoff take care of that for you. At 713-880-2822, 713-880-2822, Absolute Marble and Granite.
We'll take a short break. Stay tuned for more John and Lance on ESPN 97.5. Welcome back to The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, well, there's an epidemic in Japan going on right now, Lance. Apparently, a man has been arrested on suspicion of stealing more than 700 pieces of women's underwear from coin laundromats. Have you ever stolen women's underwear from a coin laundromat?
Never from a coin laundromat, no.
So this follows up after a man was in Japan, 424 pieces of women's underwear.
Wait, the heat. Same man, or is this new record?
There's an epidemic right now.
Is it an epidemic, or are there people trying to set new records?
Well, there's a possibility, but 730, I think, is the... I don't know if he's the leader in the clubhouse.
What was the old number?
Or in the prison, leader in prison.
What's the new number?
New number is 723.
723.
730, 730.
Okay, 730. So is this going to be like... Is this going to be like the old Hank Aaron mark? Like, it's going to live for a while?
Until somebody on steroids.
Or the Wilt Chamberlain?
Maybe somebody on meth or salt path. Bath salts.
Bath salts.
I don't think they come in and steal more but I don't know.
Well, that has to be over a long period
but
of time.
But that's, you know what? Then that's, you know, that's a performance enhancer.
If you get to 731 panties stolen, it just tells you how long you've been in the game. That shows that you're doing it at a high level for a long time.
You're Cal Ripken.
Yeah. Of panty stealing.
How do you think that driving naked on your golf cart will help diffuse a standoff situation between a teenager and cops in a Florida neighborhood?
Now, I'm going to tell you, I think yes. And here's why. If you're in a Florida neighborhood, and I think you have to lead with in a Florida neighborhood.
Right.
If you're in a Florida neighborhood, something like that could have some legs, because the first thing it's going to do is maybe get the attention. But once again, in Florida, may not get anyone's attention.
Yeah.
Who did that?
Apparently, this woman, she had a strong presence. It seemed like there was a strong smell of alcohol, and she was driving through. She had a street cordoned off, and she just ignored it and drove her golf cart into the standoff situation completely naked. And now she is facing some charges. I got to give her big ups for driving around a golf cart in the neighborhood naked.
Take the shot.
You know what? It is what it is. Apparently in Arden, New Zealand, Ardern is advising hospital visitors against sex with patients during COVID.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
That's an official?
Yeah. New Zealand's Prime Minister, Jacinda Ardern, she kept her cool through the global pandemic, but now she says we've got to stop having sex with COVID patients in the hospitals.
Now it's, yeah.
What if you're not? But if you're not facing each other, doesn't that help the situation?
Dwight from Concrete used to like to mix it up and say, no, only, actually he didn't like to mix it up, you know, only one way. You face that way.
Yeah, face that way.
That's the only way you get it. That's what Dwight, that's what Robert De Niro's character in This Boy's Life said.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, it's safer that way.
She was like, hey,
yeah, can I take, turn that way, only one way. That's the only way you'll get it. Whoa, easy, Robert De Niro.
Yeah.
I think it is safer that way, though, like you said.
The Utah.
But you probably want to, but get vaccinated, especially if you're going to do that, guys. Get vaccinated.
Yeah, get vaccinated first. Yeah. The Utah Police Oversight Council has recommended for police in Utah to not sext or pleasure yourself while you're on duty.
See, I like that. I like that we're telling people and the police not to do this.
Right.
We tell in hospitals, listen, don't have sex with patients in hospitals right now.
Yeah.
You know, because of COVID. Like, if it wasn't COVID, we go back to the way it used to be. Everyone's, you know, getting it in. But right now, you can't do that.
No.
Police, during COVID, you can't be doing stuff like the sexting on the
No,
job.
Sexting and, you know, pleasuring.
Not when COVID's going on.
Well, sexting is just texting. So I don't think people are really worried about the sexting part. It's the sexing. You have to take out the T.
Yeah, sexting.
All of them.
Sexting.
Let's just do none of them.
Yeah, while you're a cop on duty, you probably shouldn't be sexting.
Let's not do
which
any of
not
them.
It's not just writing, and you could send pictures. You shouldn't be, you know,
just the
taking down your police uniform to show other people.
Where
your
is
stuff,
this? They've had to
your
tell
wares.
You to stop doing it
in Utah. Apparently, there was. Yeah.
Well,
do you want to buy a prison?
No coke. No Coca Cola.
No.
No sexting.
No sexting or pleasuring. Pleasuring. You want to buy a prison? Because there's one for sale in Pennsylvania. 20-acre Western Penitentiary site, along with the warden's house.
So the whole thing's up.
The whole thing's
up
for
sale.
You
don't want it to. I mean, you want the whole thing.
Dude, wouldn't that be cool to own a prison?
They're for profit.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm assuming they make money.
Yeah. Have you got your COVID shot, right? You got your shots.
Yeah.
Apparently,
but I'm still
right
not going
to
do anything in the hospital, though.
Having COVID-19 and vaccine may give you some superhuman immunity. This is something that's happening right now.
Wait, if you have your shot and you get the breakthrough COVID, like Elaine Kiffin.
Yes. You could have superhuman immunity, man. Oh, and people don't want to get vaccinated? When they could become superhuman, like Superman
what
or
keep you, what
Spider-Man?
What will keep you from happening when you have your superhuman your immunity.
You're superhuman. You can walk right into a COVID. Somebody would take it. You could have sex with somebody in the hospital that has COVID.
No, and
you
don't already, have to worry. They already said in Australia, they said no.
Well, they said no, but what if I've got superhuman immunity?
No, in Australia, they don't want that happening anymore.
Well, I know, but I got superhuman immunity.
Yeah, but not in Australia, you don't. Nope.
Charlie Polillo's next right here on ESPN 97. Is there an epidemic of not being able to sweep teams going on with the Houston Astros, Charlie?
11 times this season, not counting little two-game series, 11th time this season, a chance to sweep three or sweep four. Good news is it means they won all those series. But it is annoying on a day where Oakland won, Seattle won. But, hey, the Yankees lost again.
Boy, they're bad lately.
You know, if they can take two out of three in the postseason, they'll win a World Series.
Right. But you got to do that in the postseason as well.
No doubt.
Yeah.
And you guys left out ivermectin. I mean, if you want true superpowers. Don't skip the chaser.
No.
Yeah, that's right. That's the
We're
chaser.
Done. Charlie's next right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
World of ill intentions. A new answer to the same question.
ESPN 97.5.
We'll be right back after this break.